Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, on this fine Saturday morning here in the American Redoubt, where we are the land of the free, the home of the patriots, and this is deeply held patriot territory. I hope you guys had a blessed week this week, and oh my goodness, there have been so much stuff going down, so much has developed over the last week and the week and a half. It's just, it's fortunate. It's a blessing that Lady Liberty and I are able to talk about these things every morning because things are happening so fast. But at the top of the list, for me, this is exciting for me, and I am so just ecstatic. Kyle Rittenhouse is safe. He is out of jail where he should be. Yesterday morning, we were praying before we did our Bible study, and of course, we were praying for the president. We're praying for our country. We're praying for the church, for Christians to be strong and bold and have discernment, and numerous things. But one of the things I made sure to add, Lord, release Kyle Rittenhouse, this young patriot, from jail. Release him immediately. Let him, there's no way he should ever be there. He is a hero. There were mad, rioting, communist, violent rioters who were threatening his life. He defended himself. And if I have any way about it, if I have anything to say about it, one day in the American Redoubt or Liberty State or whatever, when the dust settles here, and sooner rather than later, as far as I'm concerned, there should be an addition to Liberty Square, Freedom Square. For the second American Civil War, I know other blood has been spilled, but this patriot here, there needs to be a statue of him. And it should go into Liberty Square, where we identify wherever that might be, along with the monument, which holds the recipe for liberty. You know, in the documentary titled Monumental, if you have not seen that, amazing. It's just an obscure – I'm going to talk about that again sometime. But anyway, I always thought, you know, when – we recover when we have a liberty state, or when if there is a collapse and a rebuilding or whatever, or even if not, at some point there needs to be some type of dedication to our American heritage and our values and our ideals so we don't forget about them. That's a biblical principle, by the way. All the things that the Lord has done for us. And in our own American history, we've done things to recognize those who stood gallantly and fought against tyranny, those who were role models for the rest of us. And I think that one of those should be Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, why not? We have, Jedediah Smith and Lewis and Clark and others, right, that paved the way for America and stood for American principles, the founding fathers. I think it'd be appropriate. But anyway, got off on a little tangent there. He was posted a $2 million bail has been posted. Now, this is after a long journey of, crowdfunding, GoFundMe, and then GoFundMe dumps the account because because it wasn't politically correct. So back to square one, trying to raise funds, trying to raise the money, because he had to come up with $2 million cash to be able to post bond. He shouldn't even be charged in any of this at all. 17-year-old volunteer lifeguard Kyle Rittenhouse has been released from jail after supporters raised the staggering $2 million required for cash bail, attorney Lynn Wood announced on Twitter yesterday afternoon. He shot three men who attacked him during the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin this summer, and video evidence confirms the teen's defense team's assessment that he acted in self-defense. There's no way he should have had to come up with $2 million bail. But thank God for the Patriots, who stepped up, raised the money so he could be free. He's going to be with his family during the holidays, during Thanksgiving. But actor Ricky Schroeder and Mike Lindell, you know, Mr. Pillow, stood up. They came up with the money to push the amount up over $2 million that he needed to be able to post bond, along with all the money that the Patriots have raised as well. So on November 12th, Rittenhouse's mom, Wendy, appeared on Tucker Carlson to announce a defamation lawsuit against Democratic presidential candidate, failed loser, Joe Biden, and asked for help getting her son out of jail where he had languished for several months. And she says about her son, Kyle is a caring young man. He went to Kenosha to help people. What Joe Biden did, showing my son's picture and labeling him a white supremacist, I will take him down, says angry mama bear, Wendy Rittenhouse. And as she should, I sue the snot out of him. These communists, I mean, these are communists. These are communist revolutionaries trying to take over our country, trying to subvert the rule of law and our constitution. The things that that guy has vowed to do, if he achieved his dreams and taking over the White House, unbelievable. Already what they have lined up. So this week we saw a great, praise God, Kyle Rittenhouse is free, as he should be. So we'll continue to follow that and watch that. I'm not sure what is in store as far as court dates and proceedings and things like that. The biggest thing right now is that he's free. So now we have election fraud, if you will, being exposed, not if you will, it is election fraud, illegal activity. It has been exposed through these computer programs. Dominion, interesting word choice for a company name which makes kings. It establishes leaders. It establishes dominion. Dominion is a biblical word. It is the principality of angels, dominion, and establishing kings and kingdoms. So this company designed, all evidence points to, and these are people that work within the company Dominion. They are working within the company Dominion, signing affidavits, coming forward, and now basically saying this machine helped the president of Venezuela get elected. This IT guy, tech guy involved with Dominion, was present when communist dictator Chavez was being briefed on how it would be used to turn the election in his favor. And now these are being used in the United States. Evidence abounds where these machines brought in, also Smartmatic is another computer program, voting counting software. And I think it was Lenin or Stalin, maybe it was Stalin, who said that it's not the person who casts the ballot who counts, it's the one who counts the ballots. whoever's counting the ballots, and isn't that, that's a communist principle. Now we have people that are communist backed, I mean, openly communists and working with communist Chinese. These kind of people are trying to take power by using a computer program and a software that has placed communist dictators in power that was designed and developed for that purpose. Now they're being exposed. So we are so full of glee watching this unfold right now before our eyes, how their plan to subvert the United States is going to completely come unraveled. And we couldn't be happier about this. Now, at the same time, what we have here is a twofold, two-pronged attack on the United States simultaneously. And these are the most prominent attacks. There is an attack on our economy. There is an attack on multiple fronts to undermine our intelligence community, our military, and so on. But the two prominent ones right now are the election and this COVID-19 scamdemic, which is essentially that's what it is. It is a virus. It's real. It's taken. It has a mortality rate of 0.001, depending on which statistics numbers that you look at. There are thousands of medical professionals and scientists into the at least six figures. People who have signed petitions that refute the official narrative saying that we need to all wear masks globally. We need to shut everything down. No visiting at Christmas. No visiting at Thanksgiving. All of these things have to be shut down. It's absolute lunacy. It is intended to reset our culture. It is intended to reset a complete totalitarian system and replace what's remaining of Western culture and our freedoms. So we've got a lot to deal with. We've got a lot that we're up against. And I want to... these people that are Marxists, clearly Marxist backgrounds, trying to implement something, totalitarian, ultimate control over our movements and even our thoughts. But in the name of controlling a disease, they are controlling the people. And that's what it's about. It's not about a disease. It's about control. It's not about a virus. It's about control. Doubling down, reinforcing and enforcing that control, as we've seen this week. Now, you go to the store and there are lines and there are shortages and there are empty shelves. I want to point something out here in the second segment when we come back after the break. Because whenever you have communism advance in a culture, there are certain signs and indicators, sure tail signs of communism. They are the symptoms of communism. And you always wonder, how could that happen? How would that look in the United States? For example, tyrants, not just communists, but any type of tyrannical system, government entity, a regime, whether it's a dictator, whether it's communism, whether it's whatever, some type of oppressive regime, they always end up historically letting the criminals out of prison. And it's just like clockwork. It's like part of their recipe, some type of hidden recipe that they pass down from one dictator to the next. And they implement certain things. You can pretty much count on almost universally certain things when the tyrants are seizing power. And one of those things is the use of the criminal element as their foot soldiers, as their thugs. And they always end up releasing criminals from the prisons. So now we have Marxist criminal, we have Marxist communists coming down with stronger and stronger control measures to put the foot on the throat of the citizens in the name of fighting a virus. And I always wondered what type of situation socialists, communists, increase their level of control in the United States as they continue with their agenda. That's probably one thing we wouldn't see. I can't see what would lead to that. What would be the impetus for them, releasing criminals? Well, here we are, one story after another after a story. I was looking this week, the governor in, where was that? I don't think it was Maryland. It was another one where releasing criminals from the prisons, early release, because we got to help fight COVID. I'm like, doggone it. It's like this formula that they pass down. Some way, somehow, they're going to find a way to release criminals onto the streets. But there's other telltale signs of communism, the symptoms of communism that we see over and over and over again. So when we come back, I'm going to draw some contrast there and talk about communism in other countries. Under the Soviet Union, people stood in lines for things. And so we're going to talk about that. This segment was brought to you by Patriot Capitalist Conservative Business Owners at Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's on the St. Joe River. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com today and support a Patriot-owned business. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
The truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Hey, this is Radio Free Redoubt, segment two, coming back on this fine Saturday morning. And hey, I want to introduce you guys to one of our newest sponsors, EMP Shield. These guys are... it's amazing. I mean, they've been a long time supporters of Amron and Radio Free Redoubt, but mostly just like cheering us on and like, well, we love what you guys do. But now they said, you know what? We want to support you and want to come on board as a sponsor to help offset the cost here of, the airtime and running the show and the blog and everything else. So we're really grateful, but these guys, they've got it together. This is, meets all of the military requirements for testing, EMP for your vehicle, for, oh my goodness, your home, RV plug-in models. They've got a generator model for protecting from EMP, solar and wind protection, UHF, VHF radios, which really is interesting to us as radio operators, especially in Amron. And so anyway, check them out at empshield.com. Tell them we sent you. And I can't tell you how impressive this is, especially the testing standards. So, and it's affordable. So anyway, check them out, empshield.com. Okay, now I've been talking about communism since the beginning, really railed against it, and talked about the history of it and prepared you to, I recognize it. when you see it. And, you know, this is before my time. I was raised in the 80s mostly. I was, you know, Red Dawn. I mean, that's when I was growing up, and Red Dawn, all the kids in Red Dawn were our age, you know. And so we just thought that was great stuff. The wall was up. We were in the middle of the Cold War. Reagan was president. We're always railing against those Reds, the communists, and talking about what it will be like when they attack, and how we'll just, I mean, that's an ultimate training video, right? As a kid, Red Dawn. But it's very real. It's not just entertainment. It's not just boogeyman type of stuff. There is, if you get a chance, go back and listen to G. Edward Griffin. Just look under Griffin, Communist Revolution, or Edward Griffin Communism speech. Those key words, and you'll find it. Over at the DC Clothesline, they posted another article, and I've referenced him. I've quoted him before. In 1968, author G. Edward Griffin warned of the agenda of Marxist-Leninists from their own writings. More than 50 years later, he joins me in this episode. I'm talking about the DC Clothesline, this blog, to remind people of what that agenda is and how it works. Even more fascinating is that he exposes what the two parties are doing to achieve this end today and encourages people to educate themselves on the matter quickly, as well as be ready to stand tall and fight against the coming communist revolution, which, of course, is going to be banned. It's going to be illegal for you to fight communism. But that really matters, right? So let's educate ourselves on this. And I want to go back to something that I'd mentioned before, and that is what it looks like to live under communism. The lines that they would stand in for food or for, you know, other necessities. So let me take you back to this. This is really good. Russia and Beyond. It's a website talking about, you know, Russia, Soviet Union, history, and all of that. What things did people stand in line for in the USSR? The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I got, and we're trying to confirm this, it's very plausible, though. I got an email from somebody stating that in Yakima, a local grocery store has announced that they would be closing, and when they reopen, they're going to be setting up lines. There will be lines to get into the store, and only so many customers will be allowed in the store at a time, and they'll be temperature checked before they can go in. Now, we're going to, in light of how just absolutely irrational some people are responding to this, the fear factor, they're force feeding the reactions for this. So now we have to stand in line. And when you get into the store, you can see there's empty shelves. Now there are no, like, toilet paper, paper towels, gone again. Meat, huge sections of meat that are gone. There's a lot of empty shelves today, and that's not something you normally typically see in America. But get used to it. Food shortages are coming. So let's look at some of these things that people stood in line for. Food. In every Soviet food store, one could almost always buy butter and oil, tomato or birch or apple juice, dried kissel, canned food, cereals, cookies. But one could almost never find sausage, cheese, fresh meat, or fruit. And, of course, exotic fruit like bananas, things from outside of that area. But there's always empty shelves. Even though there's some stuff you could get pretty consistently, there's always these things that you had to stand in line for. Meat was one of them. What's missing from our... I'm drawing comparisons. Whenever communists touch something, this is what you see. These are the results. So, books. Well, books. We don't need... Well, we don't have a shortage of books, do we? Nah. But let's read on. The people in the Soviet Union were among the most voracious readers in the world, but one could not find even innocuous adventure novels or good editions of fairy tales in the bookstores. Collected works of Russian and foreign classics, foreign detective stories, and art albums were the books that were the most in demand. So why books? We don't have a shortage of books here, really. In 1974, special book coupons were introduced in the USSR in exchange for recyclable waste paper. For 20 kilos of old newspapers and magazines, one could get one coupon that could be exchanged in a shop for a book. Now, it's paper. It's the control of paper. Waste paper, newspapers, soap paper. And what are we short on in our stores? What's the first thing that flew off the shelves? Toilet paper and paper towels. And increasingly more and more paper products are missing from our store shelves. Paper. Now, in the Soviet Union, it was books. That's what they most of the paper went into books. There was in high demand. Now we have e-books and everything else, but interesting parallel. Anything released by a shop. Art. It was rare that a tourist in Moscow or Leningrad didn't have to stand in enormous lines in queues to get into museums or theaters, especially during special exhibitions. Isn't that strange? But here in the United States, now concerts, sporting events, the arts, they're talking about lines and temperature checks or vaccine, proof of health, or you must wear a mask. There's lines to get in. And now you can't even go to a symphony, Lady Liberty, and I wanted to go to a symphony, and they require masks. There's lines to get in. They're checking people. When are the temperature checks coming? Other things in the Soviet Union that there were lines for is capitalism. Isn't that strange? And yes, it's true. McDonald's. When a McDonald's opened up in Moscow, there were lines. Over 30,000 people came on the opening day. Many of them having lined up since the previous night to get into McDonald's. So what's happening in the United States when the theaters opened up? Lines, right, to get in. The Western lifestyle, the culture. So there are a lot of parallels here, and we just can't allow it. Oh, gatherings of people. Oh, taboo. In East Germany, Russia, and now here we are. With these communist governors saying no gathering for Thanksgiving. Oh, it's all in the name of health, right? They always have a reason for their tyranny. But there are definitely some strong parallels here. So pray for our country and pray for our president. We're going to push communism back and at least buy ourselves another 4 years. How's that sound? All right, guys, you have a blessed, safe rest of the week. And tomorrow morning or tomorrow night, we'll be here at 8 p.m. RadioFreeBreedOut.com. And of course, Monday morning for the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on KTW out of Spokane. So I look forward to seeing you then. You guys, God bless. Stay safe. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.